You're listening to SBS News.
Each time India and Pakistan meet, the cricket world stops in anticipation. More than 90,000 people saw the epic latest edition of a rare India-Pakistan contest at the Melbourne Cricket Ground, in which Virat Kohli powered a special innings to give India a last ball victory.
Kohli goes down the ground. Kohli goes out of the ground. Wow. This is a sensational hit from Virat Kohli. Kohli goes over fine leg. He might have cleared the boundary. He has. What a way to end that Harris Ralph over.
Post-match, the Indian superstar labelled it his greatest ever innings, given the magnitude of the occasion and the state of play. This is one of world sport's biggest rivalries, considered a religion across a region of 1.6 billion people. Muhammad Iqbal is a leading member of the South Asian community who has garnered online support for wearing a split India-Pakistan jersey to the match on Sunday. He told SBS News that attending the match was an unforgettable experience.
It was an experience which I, my family and my friends and anybody who has been to Melbourne Cricket Ground on that day, they will never ever forget. The match has been watched by, I think, millions and millions of people around the world. Both the crowds were so good and so welcoming that there was not an issue. There was not a fight. There was not a single problem. So everybody enjoyed the game of cricket.
But the Melbourne spectacle was a reminder of the fact that contests between these two nations are solely reserved for multinational tournaments: the World Cup, the Asian Cup, and the Champions Trophy. Due to ongoing political tensions between India and Pakistan, bilateral cricket series between the two countries, that is, matches organised between the Pakistan Cricket Board and the Board of Control for Cricket in India, have effectively been disallowed by the Indian government since 2008. In that year, Indo-Pakistani relations soured, and the Indian government opted to snap cricketing ties with Pakistan. Mr. Iqbal explains.
Yes, so in the 2008 Mumbai attacks, what happened is there was a mass gunman attack, and the whole city of Mumbai was shut down, and a lot of people killed. And they have proof that the people came from Pakistan and they attacked Mumbai. So that sparked a lot of politics, and they said, we are not going to play cricket anymore.
Deputy Editor of Geo News Sports, Faizan Lakhani, tells SBS News that it's disappointing the sport has been politicised.
Most of the time, it is the Indian government that disallows its cricket team to tour Pakistan for any bilateral event or to host Pakistan for any bilateral event. So it is very unfortunate, though in past and in recently as well, in international events, in multinational tournaments, we have witnessed that cricket could be a very good confidence-building measure between the two teams. It is very unfortunate that the Indian side has politicized cricket and has used cricket for their, you know, political point scoring.
And so the two sides have not met in a bilateral match since 2013, and they haven't played a test match since 2007. But the war of words also continues among the cricket elites. Asian Cricket Council President and Secretary of the Board of Control for Cricket in India, Mr. Jay Shah, said last week that India won't travel to Pakistan for next year's Asian Cup. But the final decision rests with India's Sports Minister. In response, the Pakistan Cricket Board, or the PCB, said Mr. Shah's decision was a unilateral one, before threatening their own participation in the 2023 World Cup, which is due to be held in India.
Well, to be honest, both the sides should not have issued such type of statements. Jay Shah's statement was premature, ill-timed and ill-informed, and PCB, of course, reacted to that statement. They could have avoided, they could have ignored Jay Shah's statement.
But Indian and Pakistani cricketers and fans themselves appear to have gotten on well, often playing with smiles and sportsmanship. And Mr. Lakhani says this is setting a positive example.
I don't think letting Indian team go would affect anyone politically. It should not. In fact, I have met a lot of Indian cricket fans who have supported the idea of India touring Pakistan or Pakistan touring India. We have witnessed in Melbourne on weekend that how cricket could bring both the countries, people of both the countries together. So politicals on both the sides need to think about it.
Over the course of history, political tensions have often disrupted cricket. The Indo-Pakistani War in 1965 and the War of 1971 put a hiatus on bilateral contests for a 17-year period to 1978. At the turn of the century, India then refused to play after accusing its neighbour of stoking the insurgency in the Kashmir region, which then required a huge diplomatic effort to recommence yearly tours between 2003 and 2008. The sovereignty of the Kashmir territory is under dispute. Professor David Shilbury, the director of Deakin University Sport Network, says cricket itself is a pathway towards social cohesion.
There's no question that cricket diplomacy is something that has potential to unfreeze the relations between the countries. And there has been evidence of that over the years where the various prime ministers from certainly in 1987, the Pakistan president then went to India to watch a test match, and they obviously met his counterpart and they had discussions. And, you know, there have been efforts to try and use cricket as a form of diplomacy to make headway.
But in the current climate, he says it seems luring India to play is a whole different game, given the government's influence over the Board of Control for Cricket in India, or the BCCI.
Because the BCCI is largely dominated by politicians and government, is that there seems to be an anti-Pakistan feeling at the moment in the current government, and that's possibly making it very difficult to unfreeze some of these relations, which is a great shame because I understand that most of the politicians in both countries love cricket. And, you know, you can imagine a situation where a test match can bring them together for some constructive discussions in the hope that it can bring the two countries to a bit closer together and, importantly, to play cricket.
In 2009, the Sri Lankan cricket team were victims of a terrorist attack while on tour to Pakistan. And that left all Pakistani home matches against all teams to be hosted at neutral venues, and mostly in the United Arab Emirates. Pakistan has begun to reintegrate its hosting rights among the world cricket powers, with both Australia and England having toured the country this year. Shilbury says there is a commercial viability for recommencing Pakistan-India test series at neutral venues.
Particularly in England, where the Pakistani population, the Indian population and Asian population generally is quite large. So you can imagine in some of the smaller stadiums, you know, test venues at Lord's and Trent Bridge and various other places, that they shouldn't have a problem filling those venues. So, yeah, it has legs, and commercially it has legs as well if they can have sell-out stadium and broadcast those games back into Pakistan and India. That would be worth a lot to the entity that ultimately chooses to try and make that happen.
It might still be a little while before it eventuates. The International Cricket Council has already released its next future tours program, which has drafted all international cricket fixtures until 2027. Casey McCarthy, SBS News.